Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I did the coolest thing yesterday.
What's that?
Lee, Rush had a great show yesterday.
Yeah.
And I love listening to Rush. So usually I start listening to him while making the kids lunches and making dinner and stuff, you know, right when I get home from work because I've got a weird schedule. And then I zonk out for my nap because by the time most people are settling in at work, you and I've worked like 8 hours,
yes.
Right? So, you know, you got to zonk out for this. So normally I miss a lot of Rush and I hate that. But you know what I did? We've got this really cool new pause, fast forward, and rewind feature.
Yes, on the radio.com app.
Yes, so you know what I did? I paused Rush before I took my nap and I woke up and then hit unpause and he kept talking.
A nap pause.
It was a nap pause, yes. It was awesome, so I didn't miss any of Rush yesterday.
Right.
And the really cool thing, you can do so many neat things with it. You need the radio.com app and then you favor 106.3 WORD. And then, you know, when the kid's like, Mom, I can just hit pause and then go back to listening. And here's the really cool thing. If I tune in the middle of Bobby Mack's show, like I did yesterday, and he's saying something really interesting, and I'm like, oh, I want to hear the beginning of that.
Right.
Usually I would just sit there in carpool line and get really frustrated, right? But not anymore. Nope, because I just take my finger and go backwards.
Yeah.
And go back to the beginning.
Rewind it. Yeah, exactly.
Of what he was saying. And it's new. The radio.com app didn't have it before. And it's really cool. And then they've also got these little buttons that you can go back and forward in, I think it's 10 or 15 second increments.
Yeah.
So that you can catch the beginning of something. So, man, I am just I'm so excited about it now. I mean, I used it twice yesterday for my own radio listening. So if you're not on the radio.com app, that's a great reason to do it now. And I'm telling you what, once you get on that radio.com app, it just makes my life so much easier because I am easily bored. I have to be amused all the time or I will lose my mind. I hate doing things like shopping and making kids' lunches and making dinner. You know, just the mundane tasks we all have to do repetitively every day. And talk radio makes my life so much better. If just something to listen to as I do that stuff. I'm one of these weird women who I hate shopping. I hate doing it. And so, man, I've got my earbuds. I've got backup earbuds in the car in case I misplace them.
Okay.
Being as tired and addled as I am, I misplace my earbuds. And I hate that because then I can't put them in while I'm shopping. And, you know, while I think the world could benefit from hearing Rush blasted on aisle three.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to do that because then I don't want to be attacked or you know, otherwise complained about.
Yeah.
So so anyway, once you start listening to radio.com, you just don't stop. And then you find yourself listening to the radio at times that you didn't ever used to listen to the radio. And it's really cool. And then you find you're not bored anymore. And then, you know.
Life is good.
So and that is much easier to do now with the you know, the pause feature, the rewind feature, the fast forward feature.
Yeah. And we got to come up with a different name for it. It's not really rewind because you're not winding anything. It is an electronic file. There's no little cassette or reel that you're rewinding or anything. It's I don't know what the technical term is. Chris, you got anything on this?
Way back machine for your...
Okay.
Yeah.
I just knew. I wonder if there was a better technical...
How about reverse?
Reverse. Okay. That's
reverse. Yeah. There you go. Put it in reverse. Yeah. That way millennials know what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Texter writes, here are the words... that text doesn't make sense. Texter writes, forgive my cynicism, but we're always asked to wait for the next report. It's always wait for this, wait for that. Nothing ever happens. Indictments after Hillary becomes Democrat presidential candidate in July. Well, okay. Yeah. But here's something I'm not sold on Barr yet, but I feel much better today than I have in a long time since 2017.
At least he's saying the right thing.
And they have impaneled a grand jury. That means that the investigation has turned criminal, which they announced.
Yes, and you got Durham on the case.
So, I mean, what will happen? I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
But when you impanel a grand jury and you announce that you expect to have something substantive by the spring, that's the best news I've heard in a long time. This is a good week. This is a really, really good week.
And
Trump's being impeached, and I still think it's a good week.
Yeah. And there was something interesting. I believe it was on American in the Morning this morning. They were playing some stuff from Mitch McConnell, and he was talking about the process. And as they said in the Fox News piece we just had a few moments ago, it looks like it may be January when this actually goes to the Senate. And one of the things that they were discussing with in the Senate is that the Senate could either go ahead and vote on the impeachment as it stands, which would only take a 51-vote majority, or they could go ahead and have their hearings. And as Chuck Schumer is trying to give, let the facts come out. And I want to say, Chuck, the facts are already out, and there's no impeachable offenses there. We've already got the facts out. What you mean is, let's go ahead and try and put out some more confusing information and lie about it so that we will pretend that these are the facts, which is actually their truth over facts.
Yeah, that's what this has become. This has just become a game to see who can shout their fake story right. The loudest. Will it be Nancy Pelosi? Yeah. Will it be Adam Schiff? It's just lies. And here's the thing. Lies just... Even as successful as the media and the Democrats usually are at initially selling them, they don't age well.
Yeah.
You just have to be patient. And I hate to tell you that you've been incredibly patient for 3 years, but you're going to have to be patient a little more and just pray a lot. Just pray for justice.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I pray almost every day for justice. I throw that in there with my long litany prayer. Just justice. I just want justice in this country. I'm not rooting for any particular side. I want justice. We cannot live in anarchy and chaos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what the Democrats are forcing us to do right now. Okay, I want to jump on something really quickly. Did you see this? Greta Thunberg has just won Time's Person of the Year. Let me explain that to you for a second. Let me tell you where it is. I've been telling you this. The Democrats are going with this. If you look at the polling, we've been through the polling on this. Trump's economic polling, 56% of millennials give him a thumbs up on the economy. Okay, that's a huge number. That's not good, especially when the Democrats don't have any economic arguments. So they need something compelling to get young people to vote against their own economic interests. And literally, because their base is insane and they cannot campaign on creating jobs, they cannot campaign on prosperity, they cannot campaign on business success, because those things are like, vampires to the sunlight for their base, right? Because, they're ready to move on to full-on communism. They don't want to hear even that a small business should succeed in America. They don't want to hear that. So they can't even put forward an economic plan without freaking their base out, right? So what do they need? They need something to scare these young people into voting against their own economic interest, into ignoring the fact that they like Trump on the economy. They may not like Trump in any other way, but they like Trump on the economy by a 56% margin. That's the purpose of this climate change crap. And Greta Thunberg, why pick her? Why her? Why are they obsessed with her? Because she's 16. And
she's a child.
She's a child.
She is a child.
She's a child. And the reason they're obsessed with that is because if you're 16 or even 26, you're not really old enough to remember how every time they've told us that by 2000 and then it was 2010 that the world was going to burn up, it didn't happen. This new generation doesn't remember the lies that they tell like clockwork every decade. And so they need a new young face to sell this to people who don't remember. We've done this again and again and again and again. Again, I pulled it up again. Associated Press, Lee, June 1989. UN panel says we have until the year 2000 before catastrophic flooding and climate events because of global warming.
And back in the 70s, they were telling us we're into another ice age by the 80s and 90s.
In the beginning of 70s, it was we were going to have an ice age unless we stopped using fossil fuels and lived in caves. And then by 79 is the first year they launched the global warming crusade. They flipped. I went through every single news article. I tracked the progression. I spent an hour doing it. And 79 is when they started with the global warming crap. And they said that we had until the year 2000. Well, that was like 20 years ago. Didn't happen. Then Al Gore said it was going to be 2010. And then that didn't happen. So they need a young face to sell this to gullible buyers who haven't lived through their lies not coming true. And that's the purpose of Greta Thunberg.
Yeah. And of course, you can't ever say anything critical of a young female child or someone who identifies as female, I guess.
For now. Yeah. You know what? I don't even criticize her personally, though.
No, I don't either. She's being used.
She is brainwashed and being used. Her parents, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Dirt bags.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, good morning. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes about Sham impeachment. If they can hang the POTUS with no evidence, what can they do to the average Joe? Scary times. Yeah, it is. Here's what the Democrats entertained this country with for weeks.
The devastating testimony corroborated evidence of bribery.
It goes right to the heart of the issue of bribery.
Do you believe that not only was it quid pro quo, but it was bribery?
This is a very strong case of bribery.
Bribery. Bribery. It's bribery.
Yeah. Well, it turns out it's not. And I got to take a victory lap here. I told you folks again and again and again and again and again that there would never be, and there has never been, a single federal law cited as having been broken by Donald J. Trump. Not ever. I told you it would not be in the articles of impeachment. There would not be a single law listed that he had broken, and I was right. I've been telling you that for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. Well, my trolls sneered at me on the text line, I should add. Well, yeah, he did beat it. Bribery, that's illegal. No, they spent weeks telling you he did bribery to attempt to confuse you in the hopes that you would not look at the articles of impeachment too closely. Trump, of course, jumped in and made fun of them for that, as he should have.
There are no crimes. They're impeaching me, and there are no crimes. This has to be a first in history. They're impeaching me. You know why? Because they want to win an election.
Yeah, it is the first. It never had an impeachment with no crime. We have had impeachments that have listed a crime, and then other stuff that's not a crime, they just throw it on the heap. Unethical, immoral, whatever. Charges like that. But they've always been anchored by a crime. There's no crime here.
That's the reason they approved USMCA. It's a huge deal, and it plays down the impeachment because they're embarrassed by the impeachment, and our poll numbers have gone through the roof.
Yeah, it's about the state of it. About what this is. So we got two charges here. Obstruction of Congress. That sounds bad, doesn't it? Sounds like it like that would violate a law or something, doesn't it? Obstruction of Congress. It doesn't. So wait a minute, what are they talking about? Well, remember when Nancy Pelosi was walking through the gallery and the media is following her and they say, so you've authorized impeachment. She stops. She says, no, this is not an impeachment process. She was very clear about that. Well, that means they don't have the power to compel Trump staff members to come in and testify. They could have. They did a formal impeachment process. They never did. So Trump has gone to court, as presidents do, every president from Carter to Clinton to Bush to Obama has gone to court with Congress over what they have to provide to Congress. This is very routine. It doesn't just happen in impeachments. It happens every presidency, usually over mundane and very boring things. It's not unusual for presidents to be in court against members of their own party who are in Congress. And they're fighting over, does the president have privilege here? No, they don't. No, he doesn't. Yes, they do. And then and then that establishes precedent, right? Well, Trump is doing that. He didn't say my guys will never come down and testify. He said they don't have to. You didn't authorize a formal process. I'm going to court. I'm going to fight it out. That is as normal for a presidency as rain. They're impeaching him for it. So in the, what this is saying is Congress makes a demand in writing. They have no force of law behind it by their own doing. And if the president doesn't comply, we'll just impeach him. So that's the obstruction of justice. And so when Lee played that audio earlier today and Adam Schiff says, some people say, why don't you just wait? What he's saying is some people are saying, Schiff, why don't you just wait till the court compels them to testify or not? And he says, no, I'm not gonna. Yeah, because then they wouldn't have an they wouldn't have an obstruction charge. See how hokey that is? And then the other one, abuse of power. That kind of sounds like it could be criminal too, doesn't it? It's not. Abuse of power. Well, that's broad. I mean, define that how you will. Abuse of power, like to me, abuse of power would be like when you strap billions of dollars in foreign denominations of cash to pallets and then you send them to Iran. And you do it in those denominations, hoping that it'll never be traced since Iran is a State Department designated state sponsor of terror. And you theoretically could be brought up on treason charges for sending them money. Like, and then when Congress asks how much did you send and then you lie about it, like that, I could think that was an abuse of power. Many Democrats think it's just great. It's all from where you sit. It's a matter of perspective. So they're saying abuse of power. And that's it. That's all they got. They don't have a crime. They got nothing. I mean, truly, honestly, this must be embarrassing. So what do they do? What are they going to do? They have nothing left but to attempt to confuse. And that's why they all keep coming out and saying why they do over and over. No one is above the law. No one is above the law. No one is above the law because they can't say Trump broke the law because they can't defend that. And I've told you all along they would never put it in writing. Because they'd have to get specific, and they didn't in the impeachment. So they keep coming out and saying, no one's above the law, no one's above the law, to create confusion among the people to think, so that they will think, well, Trump must have broken the law. Well, we're not saying that. Just no one's above the law. Well, who are you talking about? Nobody. Talking about Trump? No. Because they can't prove he broke the law. But they hope to confuse the public by insinuating that Trump broke the law. But they're afraid to say that he did because the next question from the media would be, what law? What law did he break? Cite the statute. They can't. Whatever the case, this will be the first impeachment in U.S. history not based on a crime, which makes it a sham impeachment.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Love this song. All right, anyway. You got to love the Ukrainians, man. They just don't give up. Headline, top Zelensky aide. That's aide to the president of Ukraine. Ukraine never felt U.S. aid tied to investigations. See, Zelensky tried to tell us. He did an interview with over 300 news outlets at once. Went on for hours. No, I didn't feel pressured. No, there was no quid pro quo. There was no bribery. No, I didn't even know the aid was held up. No, 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 no. And when that didn't work, the Democrats refused to believe him in the media. Then he did the interview with Time magazine. Remember that? Zelensky. And he's like, well, no quid pro quo. No, I never felt pressured. I never understood there to be a deal. There was nothing. There's nothing. That didn't work. Because it's what the witnesses presume that matters, not what somebody with firsthand knowledge has to say. Again, I've given you guys the example. This would be like if the Democrats accused you of a bank robbery and the judge hauled you in and hauled the manager of the bank in. Manager of the bank says there was no bank robbery. Look, I can prove it. There's no money missing. And the Democrats, the prosecutors, the judge went, well, that's not good enough. That's not good to see. We got Diane over here, and she says that her friend Sherry says that her friend Donna heard that you were the one that robbed the bank. And the manager's there going, but the bank wasn't robbed. Well, we've got third-hand witnesses. We live in bizarre, bizarre times, folks. Just bizarre. Which brings me back to Bill Barr. I want to recap this for you because what Bill Barr laid out in this NBC interview, this is the best news I have heard in a long time. For the first time in 3 years, I feel like there is a possibility we may get justice. What he laid out here is hair-raising in this NBC interview. He started with Comey's latest lie. Comey's running around, former FBI director, saying, see, this Horowitz report proves that we never spied on the Trump campaign. We never did that. Barr says, uh-uh.
Do you still stand by your statement that the campaign was spied upon?
Well, it was clearly spied upon. I mean, that's what electronic surveillance is. I think wiring people up to go in and talk to people and make recordings of their conversations is spying. I think going through people's emails, which they did as a result of the FISA warrant, they went through everything, you know, from.
So there was spying. And then Bill Barr tells a story worse than I thought. He says, well, they wired it. Bill Barr, again, is our attorney general, right? He says they wired up some spies and they sent them in a Trump campaign trying to get something, you know, because they didn't have anything. And so they made a bunch of recordings. Well, that didn't go well. Not only did they get nothing, they got worse than nothing. They got exculpatory evidence. In other words, they got evidence that there was no there. As Lisa Page so helpfully wrote about Russia and Trump, there's no there. And that was before they began the investigation. They knew it. They've always known it. Lisa Page, of course, the FBI, one of the FBI's top lawyers. So they send him in. Not only do they get no evidence, they get exculpatory evidence. They get evidence that there is no collusion. There's no connections with Russia. There's no Russia. There's nothing Russia there at all. So what do they do with that evidence? Now they got a problem. They got to hide it from the court. You can't just choose what evidence the court sees. They do that like in Russia and China, not in our system. So what did they do?
Remember, they say, okay, we're not going to go and talk to the campaign. We're going to send people in, wire them up, and have them talk to the individuals. That happened. That happened in August, September, and October. And it all came back exculpatory. People say, don't know what you're talking about. Not only exculpatory as to a relationship with the Russians, but as to the specific facts. A, they never did anything about that. They just pressed ahead. But B, they never informed the court.
So it's August, September, October. Their case is busted. Their case is flat busted. They have accidentally picked up exculpatory evidence that proves Trump didn't even have a relationship with Russia. Folks, think about this for a minute. That means they've known since August. The FBI has known since August that Trump, Russia, Trump treason, all those lies, they went on television and told us that, wow, we got to look at this. This is serious. This is real. The hit job, the political hit job they did on him, they knew the whole time everything they were saying was a lie. I mean, forget just a FISA warrant. Remember them on TV? Remember McCabe on TV? Remember Comey on TV? Remember Brennan on TV? They knew the whole thing was fake since 2006 in the fall. And they still went out there and did a Russia campaign on this guy that wasn't just FISA court. It was public relations. So now they got a problem. All they got in their files is evidence that Trump didn't do a thing. It doesn't even have Russian connections. So what do they do?
This is the meat of the issue, and if you actually spend time to look at what happened, I think you'd be appalled. They were told they didn't have probable cause to get a warrant.
Okay, so they were told they didn't have probable cause to get a warrant. So what do? They're desperate, so they turn to Hillary. And the dossier that was created committing two crimes, a campaign finance violation that was a felony and a campaign finance violation that was a misdemeanor. The document itself is illegal because it was created through criminality. And they're like, this is awesome. We'll hide the exculpatory evidence we already have, and we'll use this dossier thing to get a FISA warrant.
And so they took the Steele dossier, which they had done nothing to verify, and they used that to get the warrant. They withheld from the court all the exculpatory information, and they withheld from the court information about the lack of reliability of Steele.
Oh, it's worse. Much worse. Because Barr says in their files, in the FBI's own files, they found the interviews with Steele's source. You know, on the Russian blackmail. Remember the Russians were supposed to be blackmailing Trump? Remember when Rachel Maddow told us you could look at Trump and tell that Putin controlled him? Lies. So they go back and find the original source that Moscow's got these tapes of Trump peeing on a bed, all this stuff, right? And the FBI interviews the original source. You know what the source says? Oh, that? Yeah, we just made that up. We were joshing one time at a bar. You didn't, like, use that in any serious way, did you? It's in the FBI's own files. When Rod Rosenstein, Andrew McCabe, and James Comey signed under penalty of perjury, they have verified everything in the report, and it is accurate. Not only is it not accurate, they've got exculpatory evidence in their files. That is perjury. That is a felony. But it's what they did.
This is the meat of the issue, and if you actually spend time to look at what happened, I think you'd be appalled. They were told they didn't have probable cause to get a warrant, and so they took the Steele dossier, which they had done nothing to verify, and they used that to get the warrant.
Good God. Even though they knew for a fact it was fake.
The real interesting thing here, and to me the major takeaway, actually is after the election. Because in January, they went to Steele was dealing with one person. You only talked to one person. And that's what we call the primary subsource. And it was that person who had the so-called network of subsources. When they finally got around to talking to him, he said, I don't know what Steele's talking about. I didn't tell him this stuff. Or, you know, it was mostly barroom talk and rumor. I made it clear to him this was my own suppositions and theories. And at that point, it was clear that the dossier was a sham. So what happens? What happens at that point? They don't tell the court, and they continue to get FISA warrants based on that dossier. And more damning is that they actually filed with the court a statement saying, we talked to the subsource and we found him credible and cooperative.
Dang! Their own files say, we talked to the subsource, and he's like, dude, I made it up at a bar.
And they put that in to bolster.
When the subsource had actually said.
What he was being truthful about is that the dossier was garbage.
It was nothing, yeah.
Folks, it's not just the FISA application. Remember all the interviews? How the FBI leaked and tarred the president as a Russian spy? It was reported because of these people, because of this FBI hit job. As fact, I played you the audio for years now. Trump's a Russian spy. He's a Russian agent. He's under control of Putin. He's doing Putin's bidding. This was reported as fact on NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, on and on and on, in the New York Times and the Washington Post. And the whole time, these FBI agents knew the whole thing was a lie. And they kept it going for 3 years.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So I suppose the Democrats would be fine with it if Trump just, you know, sends some spies in to monitor their campaigns from the inside. They'd be okay with that? That'd be fine with them? Maybe dig around their emails a little bit, get their call records from the NSA, that kind of thing. They'd be okay with that, right? That's just totally normal. It's just like normal, no big deal. And if Trump were confronted about, well, why'd you do it? And he just lied. That'd be okay too? Okay, I'm just taking notes. This is how we do political opposition research in this country now, the FBI does. But then it's part of a long tradition. Folks, understand this. The next time somebody tells you, well, the people lower down in the FBI are good. Really? Pointed this out yesterday. Do you know the first time the FBI helped Hillary Clinton out in an election? Well, Bill. It was Bill then. It was in the 90s. Filegate. Look it up. Yeah, that's where the FBI illegally kept files on the Clintons' political enemies. And then walked them out of the FBI. This was classified information and dropped them off helpfully at the White House. Because, see, that was before we had all this spy tech. 1990s, folks. Who do you think hired the current crop of top-level FBI management? Who do you think did that? People who did Filegate. Do you think they hired fine patriots who just want to serve the country? Oh, hell no. They hired the bunch we have now. Who do you think the bunch we have now hired? Well, but it's just a couple people at the top. No, it's not. Did you see this from the Horowitz report? I'm not saying everybody in the FBI is bad. That can't even be possible. I mean, statistically, right? How far down does it go, though? Well, in the Horowitz report, Horowitz expressed his own frustration. This is the IG's report. When he asked these FBI liars, you know, a lot of people were involved here. You know, by the way, the FISA application process, it goes through multiple committees in the FBI. You don't write your own FISA application one day, like, you know, at lunch with a taco in your hand. You don't do that. And so before Horowitz asked, look, I mean, in the FBI's own files, you've got evidence that shows you should have never been able to get a FISA warrant because you not only had no case, you had worse than no case. You had proof Trump was innocent and there weren't even any Russian connections at all. That's what Bill Barr just said. No Russian connections at all. Which jibes with what we know from the Mueller report. It was hysterical. When Trump wanted to invest in Russia, he didn't even know who to call. They had to call the 1-800 number at the Kremlin, the press line, because they had no contacts. So here's the question. I mean, what the heck, y'all? What the heck? When will this end? Because it's been going on since the 90s. And so Horowitz goes to these agents. These are just, you know, now we're down at mid-level managers and says, can you explain this? Can you explain these lies? Because a lot of people had their hands on that FISA application. And you know what they told them? The management? The managers? It's right in the report. Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. This was the middle management at the FBI, folks. It's like an army. It's like an army. You mow down a row of them, and another one pops up like zombies in their face, and then in their place, and then another after that, and then another after that. It goes all the way down to the middle management. We know that with Horowitz. And he wrote that he was frustrated because he couldn't get anyone to cooperate with him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.